This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Welcome on back. Guess who's back? It's us. Tobin the Leroy Show. Tobin out at the moment. We got J-Fig here. We got Leroy here. We got Jimmy in the back downloading Sims 4 to a work computer because that's what he does during work. He plays Sims, dude. If ever you want to know what Jimmy
does.
So unprofessional. Let's go ahead and get you some headlines, shall we? These headlines brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida, you get the star treatment, all right? We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. You can reach them online at HollywoodKia.com. We have mentioned it over and over because it is the biggest thing to happen to us this weekend. Tyler Hero adds to the long list of Miami Heat winners. He wins the three-point contest, and he had some interesting words. Tim Reynolds reported this, that this was Tyler Hero to AP after winning the three-point contest. He says, I was happy I won, obviously, but I think it hit me after seeing Pat up there. Like, we pointed to each other. I know how much he believes in me for real, and that means a lot. This is video of him seeing Pat, going up to Pat, shaking hands with him, has a trophy in his hand.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
No disrespect to anybody.
All right.
Your ass was on the trade block.
Hey.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden you want to see how much they believe in you?
No way. Anybody?
You're living in the past, man.
Living in the past.
Wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that back because that's right. I'm living in the past.
Yeah.
Right? You got over it.
But so is Tobin with Jimmy.
Yes, he is.
So you didn't give it to him because he talking about what Jimmy did in the finals, what, 3 years ago?
Wow.
So who's living more in the past? I'm talking about less than one calendar year. He was in all the trade discussions.
I agree with you, Leroy. I think both of you guys are immature.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well,
wow. You hugged me only to stab me in the back.
Yeah, that was interesting, though, to see. We know how much an organization fully committing to someone can do, can really help their confidence. We saw with the Dolphins once they fully committed to Tua, how well he played. Tyler this year seems to be more relaxed, more at ease. And we know that even if he were to sustain an injury for any reason, knock on wood, that he's not immediately going to go and be traded off at the next available spot. I feel like he's officially found a home here and can kind of take a deep breath.
Here's what I think.
For now.
I think he's gotten to a place of comfort where he realizes his talent, and that's not going to change whatever uniform he puts on. He would like to put on a Heat uniform, but what he did that I think was the best part of this whole situation is that he let basketball prove everybody wrong. He let basketball get him out of his funk, right? Meaning that he worked at it. He's gotten better every year. And so now we're seeing, you know, maybe some comfort in that he got the extension. The trading deadline's over. They told him, take the ball and go. All these votes of confidence, and it's reflecting how he plays on a nightly basis.
Yeah, I agree. No matter where he is, he ends up, he knows that he belongs. And that's important. That is definitely important. Yeah. We have some updates on the Four Nations face-off, the 1 p.m. game. I believe should have started right now, but I can't really trust them. You know, they'll say 1 p.m., but it'll really be like 1:15 or something like
that. Oh, I hate, dude, I hate that.
Yeah.
Don't get my time spent listening on the first 15 minutes, because we used to, let me see, we used to kick off at 1:07. Everybody in the league kicks off at 1:07.
Wow.
And then depending on whether your second game's on TV, it won't start until the other game ends.
So puck drop should be momentarily, if I'm not mistaken. And tonight at 8 p.m., you can catch the United States. We just got word that Jake Oettinger will start in goal for the U.S. tonight. And Chris Kreider is in for Matthew Tkachuk.
Why? Because it doesn't matter.
I would say, I'm assuming that's just because it doesn't really matter. I'm not sure if there's any real.
Tkachuk got banged up. He didn't. Did he return after he got hurt?
He did get banged
in the
up.
Last game.
He did get banged up. I don't think he returned, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't think it's anything. He has a lower body injury, and he sat out the final 12 minutes and 36 seconds. So I don't know. He should be fine. You know these hockey guys. You know these hockey guys, dude.
Tough.
Guy broke. He played with a broken sternum. Like he's got a little boo boo on his.
Kinda.
Leg. Yeah. I mean, he did his best. He did his best. Yeah.
Yep.
That was rough for sure. We mentioned the Miami Dolphins roster moves. They let go of some age with some veterans. They got rid of Kendall Fuller, Raheem Mostert, and Durham Smythe. Leroy says that this is all money moves and there will continue to be more.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that.
Usually this time of year, they're getting ready for the draft, maybe have some draft trades. They're also taking in, trying to get their money right for the salary cap.
Yep.
Free up some money for free agents. So they're doing all that stuff now. And then you'll see, you know, how it plays out kind of during the draft.
I agree with the chat.
What the chat?
Julian Hill.
Yeah, what the hell is that, right?
That hurts.
That is very strange. That is very strange. That is very strange indeed.
Because they go, hey, boss man.
Yep.
We got to keep Julian Hill because, you know, Tobin loves that guy.
I also want to mention before we go to break here that probably one of the bigger stories of the weekend, I think we can all agree, is the album release from Drake and Party Next Door. Some Sexy Songs for You sets a new Apple Music record. Wow, dude. And if I'm not mistaken, according to Billboard, all 21 songs from the album are ranked. And I'm sure sometime a couple days go by, let the stats accumulate.
That's great. But guess what?
What's that?
Guess what?
Yeah, what's that?
Kendrick Lamar just submitted his butt down to Love Song.
No, dude. This is part of the process. You get the ladies back first. You got to get the ladies back.
Hey. That street cred ain't no joke.
Come on.
In the rap game.
Just look, this is just a little
detour. I would say this. The difference between Drake and Kendrick Lamar is this. Drake is a rapper. I mean, Kendrick Lamar is a rapper. Drake is a performer, right? So, like, you can still like their music, but it just comes from two different places. Like, I don't think of, when I think of who's one of the best rappers, I don't think Drake.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
No, I don't think Drake.
That's fair.
I don't think Drake. Now, when you say who's the best producer of music and collaborations, then I'd say Drake. But it's different. Right, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Drake is a pop star. Kendrick is a lyricist. That's it. That's basically what I'm saying.
I think that's pretty fair.
That's pretty fair.
Yeah, but
Here's what I would say. Pop star, leave the lyricist alone. You ain't gonna like how this ends.
Can I just say, though, he's an angry lyricist. Why is he so angry? So little. These little men, they get so angry.
Let him be angry.
A lot of rappers are little, though, man. A lot of rappers are tiny.
It's just so angry all the time. Little man. When we come back, we are going to try another social media trend. Previously, we attempted to see if
Leroy knew any.
Yeah. See if Leroy knew any of the modern day slang. He did not. But this is an opportunity.
And the fact that the person that beat me is not Marcos,
yeah,
but J-Fig, makes it hurt a little bit more.
That is rough.
Why?
Because.
Yeah, just unexpected, I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
It is pretty unexpected.
Yeah.
But this trend that we'll be hopping on is something that is near and dear to my heart and hopefully to ours by the time we're done with it. It's called No Judgment. No Judgment. We are going to go ahead and make some statements because we listen and we don't judge. We will make a statement that normally would be perceived as controversial, but because we are in a safe space with J-Fig and Leroy, there'll be no judgment. For example, if I were to say...
The safest space.
But we'll never use this against anyone, and we'll never record it and use it out of context either. If I were to say, I hope Khalil Ware has a bad season for the rest of the season, it would be like, why would you wish that on the Heat rookie? It's just an example. But because we're not judging... and we're just listening, you would see that I hope he has a bad season so that Tobin and Leroy's bet doesn't cash. That, unfortunately, is why it would be.
Wait a minute. Why I'm catching strays?
That's Stun Steve. You know, he's got to make sure.
Stun Steve. Wow.
So, Leroy, try to do your best. This is no judgment. And if anyone judges, if there's any form of judgment, you lose automatically.
Okay.
You lose.
Okay.
All right. So when we come back, we'll listen, but we don't judge on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez, suavemente, bésame. Que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez, suave, bésame, bésame, suave, bésame otra vez.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy labios, Show. Suave, bésame, bésame. Hope your weekend was suave. Hope your Monday has been going suave as well. Leroy? Viggy, it's time.
Hey.
It is time.
Oh.
Right before we left, I told you we're going to be playing. First time on this show. We listen, but we don't judge. We're going to be listing off various scenarios. J-Fig, you're going to give me some. Leroy, if you got any, you can give me some too. And the whole idea is to get this off of our chest so that we become closer as a unit without being judged by anyone. This is a safe space, guys. And if for some reason you guys are listening and you have your own moments that you don't want any judgment on, feel free to call us 305-560-0560. Let's start off with one that I've been meaning to get off my chest for quite some time, all right? This is something. Now, guys, can you repeat after me? I need everyone to repeat after me. We listen, but we don't judge.
Listen, but by the way,
yeah,
I saw this on Instagram with the okay. Two girls and the mom.
Perfect. So you've seen this before. You're familiar with the structure. Now we can go ahead and release our own demons. My first admission is, if my son poops, sometimes I immediately hop in the shower, so my wife is forced to change it. We listen, we don't judge.
We don't judge.
We don't judge.
It sounds like you're being lazy.
Hey, no, Leroy, that's not what it
sounds
like.
Marco.
I'm not judging.
It seems like.
I'm not judging. I've been known to... to use some tricks of the trade of how to get out of stuff.
Look,
I got one.
Wait, can I ask him a question before?
Yeah. Sure.
Where do you leave the baby? Close enough for her to smell it?
No, just like, well, it can't be. She can't smell it yet. Because then she'll know, like, why are you running to the shower immediately if he smells this way? So the baby has to be far enough that she can't smell it, but close enough that she knows he's safe. You know, he's fine. He's just, you know, over there doing some stuff. And I'm going to go hop in the shower. You know, I take about 10, 15 minutes minimum. That's enough time for her to find out that this child has just unleashed an adult-sized poop.
But what happens? What happens if you come back out and it's not changed yet?
That's unacceptable. I am calling CPS.
They stole my rib said Leroy couldn't hold out past the first one.
Judging already, dude.
All right, I'll go.
Leroy, I everyone repeat. We listen.
But
we don't judge.
So when I go to Publix, I'll go to get some meat, and I'll see that the meat and the sandwich line are long. So I just go to where they put the pre-cut, where they cut the meat for people.
Yeah.
And I check their sub. And if it's the sub that I wanted anyway, I just grab it and go pay for it.
Leroy! Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
We listen and we don't judge and we will not send this to Publix.
We don't.
Is it stealing if you pay, though?
It's not.
It's about ethics.
We don't. You're judging.
You're judging
Jay Fang. You are judging. No, Stud Steve, he is not.
It's not a sub. Is it a sub stealer if you're paying for it?
It is not, Leroy. Thank you for admitting it. Thank you. Look, you're in a safe space here. You continue. You pay for it, man. Nothing illegal going on here.
Right.
Maybe you inconvenienced someone.
I didn't want to wait in the line.
Hey, if anything, one may call what you and I just described a vet move. Someone call that a vet move right there.
Vet move.
Although you got someone pissed in the chat. Timbo says, that's who's been taking my subs.
You probably should have a sub list.
Wow.
You're touching the chat without even knowing
how they look at it. No, he didn't listen to them, so he's allowed to judge.
Sorry, I'm lashing out. I'm sorry.
He said you should probably have a sub list. All right, Jay Fig, let's go. One more time, guys. We listen, but we don't judge. All right, what do you got for us, Jay Fig?
So I've done the numbers, guys.
All right.
First of all, you're doing numbers. Some ain't right.
She's crunching numbers.
Oh, wait, sorry.
You're judging me before I even say something.
Leroy, she didn't even get to it.
Wait, like, there's certain people in your life that you hear crunching numbers and you're like.
But we can't judge her, though, Leroy.
Okay, fine. Go.
Okay.
Numbers cruncher.
Okay. At least I'm the chip cruncher. Anyway.
Ooh, whoa!
Hey, this segment has become very judgy.
This is so judgy.
Point for Jay Fig.
Okay, I apologize.
I have cropped over 17 men from my photos.
17?
We listen. We don't judge.
That's 17.
17.
Human beings. Why even take a picture with you at this point? Like, what is the point of it? Like,
I know. I'm terrified.
What is going on? But we don't judge. We don't judge. Jay Fig, that is very, very big of you to admit. I will not cast any judgment on you, and I understand.
Why is Leroy sweating? He's already looking. He's already wondering if he has been cropped out of my phone.
Judgment train.
Like, man.
What are the standard? Like, what do we have to do to make a photo? If JFing looks too good in a photo, doesn't matter who else is in that picture, they are done.
I will Photoshop you out.
Jeez.
Wow.
She's getting better at this. But we don't judge. We don't judge. It's not something we do.
Leroy's about to burst.
Not judging.
We are not.
Liar.
Not judging.
We are not judging here. All right, this is my last one here. Remember, guys, we listen, but we don't judge. I drank a lot of water before I went to bed a couple nights ago.
I'm sorry.
What? What? It's funny. You want water? It's funny. Just drinking water.
No, Glenn had to change your diaper. Whatever. No.
And I had a dream that I was peeing. But I was like, ha, you're not going to trick me. I know this is a dream. So in my dream, I closed the toilet and went back to my bed. I must have had an inception moment where I thought, well, that was it. All done. I was still in my dream, and I may or may not have let a little bit more go than I would have liked to.
You're a bedwetter.
No, I'm not a bedwetter, Leroy.
And a grown-ass man is a bedwetter.
There shall be no judgment.
Sorry, is that judging?
There shall be no judgment.
Do you blame the child?
Because as I woke up and brought my son to the bed, apparently, baby, look, he peed on our bed. Can you believe our son? He leaked through his pamper, and I may or may not have blamed my son for the small amount, really relatively small, no bigger than my phone when you open it. No bigger than that. Small little puddle. You can blame it on the boy. Really easy peasy.
Can I just tell you?
As long as you're not judging me, you can tell me.
No. Like.
But no, don't, no, no. Because you're not saying anything. But you simply going, See, that's enough. Man. No, that's enough, dude.
I'm going to say that. That's just caught me a little off guard. Like, do you need like a crisis group or something to talk to?
No, I thought
traumatic situation right there.
I thought I had one in this group. I thought this was my crisis group.
All right. I got one. So I was in the parking lot, coming out of Publix into the parking lot, and somebody pulled so close to me I had to get in on the passenger side. Oof. Right. So I put shopping carts all the way around this car.
Okay. You're trapping? Okay. We listen. Well, we don't judge the maniac.
It wasn't at Publix. It was at Walmart.
The maniac. Oh, that is.
Why you're terrorizing Walmart?
A moat of shopping carts around someone's car. What's going on? You can't.
So he understands the distance around a car that needs to be so other people could get in their car.
Leroy. We listen. We don't judge.
I go to Whole Foods, too. I go to Whole Foods. I go to Fresh Market.
Have you ever had an issue at Whole Foods?
Fish. Huh? Have you ever had
an issue at Whole Foods with customer service or customers?
No, because they don't give none. They have one lane open. Yeah. And you go up in there. But of all the places, Whole Foods seems to be like way more excited to help you than the others. Hmm. Fresh Market, ooh, they only open up one lane until the line goes through the back of the store. And then they say, oh, open on three.
You know what I hate Sprouts. I can't get nothing normal in Sprouts.
I'm not a fan of the... what's the other place? Trapper Joe's.
Trapper?
I don't want...
Trader Joe's. I like Trader Joe's.
Because they individually wrap it, which means that it was probably frozen at some point, and I'm not down with that. Mm-hmm. I want fresh meat. So I go to, you know, Delaware Chicken. I'll go to Broward Meat and Fish. I go to, where they have fresh meat you could get.
If I have to drive more than 20, 25 minutes to a grocery store, I'm not going.
No.
Where's
the closest Trader Joe's to me is maybe 30 minutes away from me or more.
I'm not going. I don't need Trader Joe's that bad.
Yeah.
The closest one I have is Sprouts, and even then, I don't like Sprouts.
What is Sprouts? I've never been in a Sprouts. I know there's one in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
That one in Dania right
where,
Point.
Right where,
also.
It's right where, remember we went to eat that one time at Shuck and Dive?
Shuck and Dive.
It's right near there, Sprouts. And it looks big, but I don't know what's in it.
I went in there for a ginger ale. I was like, you know, my stomach is kind of messed up. Let me get a ginger ale. Bro,
they had the frog flu?
I must have had the frog flu, and they just don't have normal things over there. You can't buy a Coca-Cola, a Sprite, a ginger ale, a Gatorade.
You can probably buy Poppy or Olipop.
Yeah, you know what, though? I don't want that crap. I want a good old Canada Dry. Make me burp. Jay Fake, do you have any confessions before we go to break? Remember, we listen, but we don't judge.
I don't know. Leroy was about to start crying my last one.
That's right. Because he's thinking of the pictures he's been cropped out of.
I know.
Don't worry. I'll show you the pictures we're in. All right. We listen.
Yes.
You know when she leaves with this, here comes a whopper. Here comes a whopper.
I have a list of people. That I invite to places when I need a plus one. And as I go down the list and no one can't go with me,
I'm sorry.
I have a backup list.
Two lists?
You got an A list and a B list?
Two lists? What are you, Hollywood? What is this?
Wow.
So wait, now,
we listen.
I'm not judging.
I'm not judging, but I am wondering if I'm a close friend of Jay Figs. What list am I on?
See, it's just a list.
Break in case of emergency.
Depends on like where I'm going, who I know will be interested.
So you're typecasting your dates.
Social lists, huh?
Yeah.
Not judging. Like not judging. No. We listen, but we don't judge.
We listen, but we don't judge. But I do still have some questions.
Like, Leroy will never be
I'm
the
just
same.
Curious that I've never had a rotation where I had a list.
What about multiple? What if you had lists of lists?
Sometimes you need someone to go with you somewhere, and you don't
I could call anybody.
You're married, okay?
No. I'm talking about even before.
Person.
I had a friend that we didn't have no kind of intimate relationship or whatever. We used to call each other. I need a wingman. Boom. She would come. My wife knows her, right? We hung out like. And yeah, I was her wingman. She was my wingman.
Wow.
Keep you out of trouble that way when everybody think you with somebody. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But no, I didn't have a long list. That sounds like if I had a long list, don't you think Big Spoon would have a problem with that?
Leroy, we listen. We don't.
I'm just saying. It's me. It's not you.
This is you, but I didn't know you got an A list and a B list. You got it like that, huh?
Sometimes I got a C list.
Whoa!
B list. Oh, you know, hey, I'm going to tell you like this.
Yeah.
Dudes, if you're on the C list, your ass is getting cropped out.
Oh, yeah. That's what the C stands for.
C stands for cropped out.
Dates Alf wants to see the bird list.
The bird list.
Strange.
The bird list.
There's birds making a nest outside.
I'm still shocked at this.
Yeah.
Marcos, you have, like, if you, like, wanted to go somewhere, you had probably a couple of people you could call, and you call them and you know what's up before you go there.
But a couple.
I had a list.
A list. See, a list means more than three. A couple of people is two people. Well, this person.
A list is like five on the list.
Yeah. I have different
pulling
interests.
That thing down like a scroll. Who shall I invite this weekend?
Should I take one of the croppers?
We got comedy. He's not.
You're
funny.
Judging me.
Yeah, you know what, Leroy. Funny. You're judging Leroy. How dare you judge her?
I got to tell you, I'm giving you pound right there. The list. I ain't never had no list. Mm. Ever.
Probably because you pee your bed.
No, that's, you ain't got no list.
Hey, no, no judgment.
We're all not right. judging. I mean, like, it's very normal for a grown ass man to pee in the bed. I'm just saying.
Oh, I can't wait to cut that and play that out of context.
You make sure you cut the context right after you say, I went to bed.
Nope. No one will ever know the truth. I feel much better after revealing these and getting this off my chest. I appreciate you guys.
I don't even make a grocery list. I go in, do what I need, and get out. I don't know. That's why I can't go shopping with my wife. She likes to peruse, walk up and down all the damn aisles. I'm like, get what you need and let's get up out of here. We ain't got to fill up the basket.
Perusing for a bruising.
Low-key telling her she got a roster.
She got a roster.
Hey, who's just starting five?
Wow.
Nope. Hey,
that C-list, you know what that C-list is?
G-League.
Wow.
She called him up. She said, hey, Bobby, we're going to call you up for a 10-day. Yeah. I got to go. I got a concert I want to go to.
10 days too long.
Yeah. So you come on in. We're going to fly you down.
10 days is too long.
Fly.
Come on to the concert. And then we're going to send you right back because you're on the third list. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Nah. The way Fig has it set up,
hey, so
they're buying the tickets.
So is your list like boyfriend material?
It's full of many things.
Okay, or friend, is your friends. A-list reliable?
Like, A-list is mostly reliable, yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Then you
every time we see you go somewhere and you get somebody from the list, you always come back and say, look at these pictures. We ain't got it like that. We ain't nope.
Wait, what?
When you like the cropper, right? You just like, no. He kept trying to get, no, we just friends. I got to tell you this. This is the honest truth.
No judging.
Nobody that I previously dated, I could call in a pinch and go to a concert. I'm just saying, that's me.
What do you mean by that?
Just what I said.
JP, no, I want you to specify what you're trying to say there.
You brought the cropper and you said he got his own thing going, but you just needed somebody to go to concert with you. Then you cropped them out.
JFig, I'll go to concerts with you. But if there's any screaming rock,
if you say loud, that, you can't take it back.
Late night, weekends. If it's any of those things, I can't do it. But hey.
I wouldn't put you in the late night weekends part because I respect the fact that you guys have wives.
Wait, so in other words, he can't go to nothing. Except a concert that's at 2:00 on Wednesday.
Yeah, if that's available. Hey, I am
accessible. Not your boy.
If she comes up with a bingo list, you'll be number one.
I am your boy if it comes to midday.
Trevor's out here saying concerts alone are the best. I've done some concerts alone, but not as a woman.
I'm
a girl.
Yeah, as a woman, it's different.
Hold on.
Yep.
What girl?
Let me just put this out there.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor. Don't ever tell nobody that.
He loves going to concerts alone.
I mean,
we listen, but we don't judge. There we go.
I'm just saying.
I'm a girl. I can't be going to places alone most of the time, okay?
Yeah.
But here's the deal. You ever gone somewhere and met friends there? I hate doing that.
I'm done that, yeah.
Like, because you go, you meet somebody there. Then what you got to do? Where y'all at? What's up? Where? Okay, I'll be over there in a minute.
And then it's like bad signal. I do that at tailgates where people are like, yeah, come meet me at the tailgate. And I'm like, oh my God, it's the worst.
There's nothing.
Yeah, no, that's enough.
All my friends, when I go to a game and you tell me, come meet you at your tailgate, don't just say, I'm in the orange lot.
Like, my God, they love saying that.
I have no idea where, because when you go in to park, you're just trying to park.
Yeah, also, you can't choose where to park. They make you park where there's a nice spot.
Well, what I try to do is when I go with my buddy Dave, what I try to do is get a parking pass, and then you can buy.
I've done the parking pass.
So I get a parking pass, and then he'll save me a spot. But I still drive around the parking lot trying to find him. He says, "Oh, I'm just on the east side. East side. What? Where's that?" He goes, "East." I'm like, "I'm driving in my car. I don't know what side is what side because you can't come in.
You have a compass."
Yeah, but you can't drive wherever you want when you pull into the stadium.
True.
Wow.
That's what I just said.
Somebody.
And not everyone's out here saying they go to places alone. I go to places alone, too. That doesn't mean
I just saw Captain America
all the time.
Let me say this. I've never been to a movie by myself, but I don't frown upon anybody who does.
I have no, yeah.
I would rather you go to the movie, or I would rather go to the movie by myself than bring somebody just for the sake of bringing them, knowing they don't like what I'm going to see.
This is why you have a list.
I got two kids. Somebody going.
Somebody
going. You make one of the kids go with you.
See, I don't make them go. Options. I just say, "Hey, want to go to the movies?" "Oh, yeah. All right." That's it. Now, I might have to eat one to go see what they want to see, because, you know, but yeah, that's it. Now, or I say, "Mel, you want to go see a movie? Take one of the kids." She know I'm going to see some nonsense.
Mm. Well, I'm very grateful for this therapy session you guys helped provide me.
Hey, first of all,
yeah, what's up,
Bedwetter?
No. Hey, this is the complete opposite of what we were supposed to do.
I didn't pass judgment.
Just call him a bedwetter.
That's not passing judgment. That's
it is.
It's just a fact.
There's a fact.
No, but you're using it in a nickname term.
Yeah.
Which means there's a little bit of like
negative connotation on that for sure.
Nope. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
3-0 Canada in the first, Trevor reports. That means USA Canada looks like it is
again. How quick do they fight this time?
You know, that's a good question. That is a good question. We're going to put some chili peppers on that tomorrow. Tobin returns tomorrow. J-Fig, Leroy. Not sure if you guys are going to be in studio, but I know you'll be here tomorrow. At the very
Owl Bearder.
Leroy? No? Yes? No?
Yeah, I'm coming in.
All right.
I'm coming in tomorrow.
The fam is in. You can catch us.
Are you in?
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say.
He's seeing it in a way that he might not be in.
I'll be off tomorrow for sure. I'll be off tomorrow. No, I'll be here. I'll be here. I will be here tomorrow. I'll be here the rest of the week, hopefully. But Tobin returns tomorrow. We get some more shenanigans, silly sauce. Thank you guys for going along this journey with me today. Leroy for putting up with me. J-Fig for making sure that we stayed in line. I appreciate you guys.
Really? I have a whole new respect for J-Fig and her black book.
List. Woo. That's a dictionary like, right there.
Does that list have to do with, like, let me tell you, do you treat them like strippers? Huh? So let me tell you. No. Okay. Listen.
Yep.
If you decent looking, but not.
Look, you know, my list. No,
hold on.
My,
do you,
this is
do
like
you
friends.
Do the lunchtime? Everything. The lunchtime or. And then when you go somewhere nice, do you have to go to that weekend stripper mode where only the hottest, the latest and hottest come in?
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I'm not answering these questions.
Wait. Everybody, listen. You know if you're going somewhere nice.
My list isn't like throwing jabs at it.
No, okay. Okay, but you have some lists that are more dependable than the other lists. You have
some other lists that these people would say yes more to going to this concert with me or going here, you know.
Oh, but you got to figure it out. So let me see. If you were going to like a concert and you know one of your friends liked the concert, you invite him first, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he got to... If that's one of your favorite people, you can't be in there with a C-lister, right? So you got to have an A or B list because you want to be somebody's little arm candy or something. You want to look good or whatever. You can't.
I'm gonna look good for anyone. I'm going to see music.
Oh, so they just a coaster?
Seems
like you're judging her list, Leroy.
Yeah, I don't like.
You're judging her list, Leroy.
No. I've never had a list.
Yeah.
So I am just trying to figure out how the game works. That's all.
Stephen's correct here.
The main is the A-lister.
If you are on that list, that means you don't bring me down. You don't judge what I do during the set of the main. Let me be the happiest person.
Right. I got you.
But you hype me up. That way I can get even worse on my behavior here, okay?
Worse.
Whoa!
Well, yeah, I guess we'll find out more about her non-judgmental behavior when we come back.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.
Like I'm Mark. Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.